Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good afternoon or good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Real Talk Done Right. I'm one of your hosts, Michaela, and joining me is Mark Dunn, as always. Hey, Mark, how you doing today?
Fantastic, Michaela. How are you doing?
I'm great. So I'm going to let you have it, the run for it for a minute. What are we going to be talking about tonight?
Well, you know, tonight we have a very interesting topic, and truthfully, it's all about going with the flow. You know, when we look at that title that we put together tonight, Going with the Flow, it really has a strong connotation of exercising patience. And tonight, our hope is that with everyone out there, is that we can, you know, probably capture some of that and make this show interesting and fun to talk about.
I agree, Mark. Well, I'm definitely excited about our show, too, tonight, because as much as I'm about going with flow, I still need to learn myself and exercise the patience. So, you know, I just wanted to start off by asking, you know, what exactly do we mean by going with the flow and, you know, how can people do that?
You have to really understand that every day is an opportunity, but every day we have to savor the moment. We tend to live our lives with our foot on the gas pretty much every day. Very few of us find a speed that is appropriate for us to operate out of and then cruise. And when we find ourselves in a position where we're stepping on the gas, eventually, A, the gas runs out, and B, it leads to frustration because you don't have a gas station close to you to refill. So you're stuck. And when you are not going with the flow of life, you're rushing for the external world's gratification, but you're losing. When you're flowing with life, you're allowing life to not just come to you, but for you to literally just be at peace with how things are. And when you're at peace, you'll exercise patience because you'll take time to smell the roses.
I like that, Mark. Well, you know, two things came to mind as we're talking about this. And one, I'm just thinking about in this day and age, you know, with all of our technology and everything, supposedly we should have had more time in our lives to be more slower and everything. Whereas back in the day, people had to farm and, you know, do these hard, laborious things to just live. And now a lot of those things have been taken away, but yet we are still busier and more stressed than ever. So I just think that's crazy in itself. And I just wanted to address that for sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, the thing about evolution and change is that most people get scared. And when they get scared, they tend to run or they tend to speed things up. And evolution is going to happen whether we like it or not. We've gone through evolution in so many different stages and different ways. From, you know, at one point in history, it was about the radio. From the radio, it went to the television. From the television, it went to computers. From the computer technology era, it went to the internet era now. And now from the internet, we're going to be going to virtual. And then from virtual, where are we going to end up? I have no idea. But the truth of the matter is that when we are allowing technology to govern our life, we are not in control. We are essentially robots now. We allow society, we allow technology, we allow the conditioning of our world to govern who we are and what we should become. And the truth is that we cannot control the external world. We can only control our internal values, our internal selves. We can only control our own personal self-awareness. We can only control our dreams of what we want. But this is where the challenge lies in this whole idea of going with the flow. When you're going with the flow to accomplish a dream, you have to get comfortable with failure. You have to get comfortable with losing. You have to get comfortable with feeling as if you have no other option and you've got to get up and fight. And that in itself creates that go with the flow mentality, actions, and behaviors, because you'll realize that all the challenges and difficulties that we go through they're coming to us if we like it or not. What we do with them is our personal choice. And if we are intelligent enough about that, we'll realize that it's for our good, not for our bad.
Right, I agree. Okay, well, this is the thing that I'm thinking, Mark, and I don't know if listeners are feeling this way too, but I get what you're saying about being comfortable with our failures. Okay, so where is the line of being comfortable with your failures and not letting that lead to stagnation?
There really is no line. That is a created subconscious thing that we let ourselves believe. We've allowed ourselves to believe that failure is a bad thing. We've allowed ourselves to believe that we have to put a limit or a cap on something. I think the saying is something like we only use throughout our lifetime 5% of our brain. I think I've heard something like that. I can't remember if it's 5% or more, but I've heard something of that nature over my lifetime. And the truth is we actually do the same thing with our potential because we allow failures. We allow conditions of the world to make us feel that you have to be insecure not to learn from your failures. And you have to be insecure to a point that you run from failures, you run from your dreams, and then you end up settling. So to answer your question, this is what I mean by saying that that is created based upon yourself. If you put a cap on something for your life, that's because you put it there. I don't think we're born into this world with a limit or a cap, because as we evolve, as we grow, and as we learn, something called self-awareness should kick in. Self-awareness helps you bring out your greatest potential, your greatest skill set, your greatest assets, your greatest strengths, to not put a limit on that, to not put a cap on your life, to not make you feel that this is the only thing you can do. Who cares if you go out and you have expertise to be a doctor, but you have aspirations of wanting to be a chef and you fail in culinary school? Does that make you a failure? No. You learned. You can probably cook something that you couldn't cook before. But there's no cap. You just go try something else.
True. Perspective is a lot of it. Okay, so that does answer some questions, Mark, but I still have more questions in the sense that
sure.
Along with this. So, okay, so we're talking about going with the flow, but okay, again, I'm still wanting to know about a balance of how do you know, like, you know, okay, it's better not to force things, okay, go with the flow to achieve what we want in our lives, but how do you know the difference between forcing something and then not taking action? Because, you know, sometimes it's like, say you're trying to wait for things to come because you're going with the flow. Like, when do you know that you're going with the flow or that you're just being a lazy butt and that's not the time to take action? That's my question, biggest question.
If you've created inner peace with yourself, what you are trying to flow towards will actually come to you. So it's almost like saying if your plan A is to become an entrepreneur and you focus on plan A, there is no plan B. So what's going to happen is the work that you put into moving towards plan A will eventually pay off. It might not pay off next week. It might not pay off 6 months from now. It might not pay off a year from now. But as long as you are stepping ahead and moving towards it, realistically, it will come to you. I think what a lot of people have a hard time with grasping is the idea of and the importance of self-awareness to allow themselves to flow with life to the point that it will come to you. I'll give you a great example. Okay? You with me?
Okay. Yes.
All
I love
right.
examples.
Here's a great example. I recently became a licensed insurance agent. Okay? Now, when I went through that process to officially be licensed, I must have failed the tests that were given to me at least 8 times, possibly even more. The goal is to get licensed for me because I wasn't going to waste my time. So when I focused on it, did I focus on the failures? No. Did the failures hurt? Yes. But did I still move toward the goal of becoming licensed? Yes, I did. This is why when you have a vision that is real and it's strong enough for you, you will accomplish it. You are only going to put a limit on yourself if it's not right for you, or you're scared to do it, or even better, it's not right for you to do. When you're doing something that is just, it just works, you won't become successful. When you're doing what is right, you will become successful. And what you do that is right, it will pull and draw you in. It won't push you away.
Okay, so Mark, just to clarify then with what you're saying. So it's not that you're saying don't take action, but it's just having patience to see those actions, you know, bear fruit, I guess. Is that what we're getting
on? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
You have to exercise patience in the process, because a lot of us feel that we need to have instant gratification right now. And this is the dangerous mentality of technology, where we have things at our whim and at our disposal so quickly that people also associate that to their own personal life. And that's not true. That is not true. And then we wonder why we have high depressive rates or depression in people, because they failed and they couldn't do it. And no one's actually educated them on the importance of self-awareness to know that this is a part of your process. You must learn to accept this failure, because it's teaching you something for down the road. I can't see in the future, so I can't tell you what that is. But what I can say is that if you're serious about who you are, you're serious about your goals and what you want, if you are taking the steps necessary each and every day, regardless if it's an inch or a foot, progress is still being made. Progress doesn't have a clear definition. Progress is just basically defined as moving towards something. It doesn't matter how fast you do it. It doesn't matter how big you do it, as long as you're doing it. And to defeat the entitlement and laziness of our culture today is the fact that people give up way too quickly. So hence they can sit their ass on the couch and not do anything and blame everyone else outside of them for their misfortune, for their life results. And yet they own it. And this is why I am a firm believer of helping people learn the importance of self-awareness, so that when you put yourself in a position of wanting to go after something, it's not just that you're going after it with a purpose. It's not just that you're going after it because to maximize your potential. You're also going after it because you were created to do these things. And you are willing to be a student to learn these things to become better. Not everything is going to go perfect. Not everything is going to go in a straight line. Sometimes you got to go in a big circle to get to the end result. Are you willing to take that chance? Are you willing to go on that journey? Are you willing to be laughed at, mocked, and everybody just making fun while you're going through this because you're not there fast enough? Who cares if you're not there fast enough? As long as you're getting there, it doesn't matter. And we care more about what people think of us than we actually care about who we are and what we think of ourselves.
That's very true. That I've seen and noticed over the years, Mark, is it's true. I mean, I can't say that I'm not a victim. I'm not going to say a victim, but not a part of that, or that I don't have that happen to me myself. Because as much as I say only what I think matters, I have allowed a lot to wanting to be externally validated. And ultimately, you'll always fall short when you're trying to leave that in the hands of others.
Absolutely. You can't put your life in other people's hands. They'll destroy you. They will destroy you. Not everyone, but it just takes one person to destroy you anyways. What's the point of you giving a loaded gun to somebody and say, okay, I put in the chamber 4 bullets, but even though it holds 6, I want you to keep on shooting. What's going to happen? Right? Like, that's what you're doing. Like, that's what people do sometimes. And they don't realize that you have to be so self-confident in you that it doesn't come off as cockiness or arrogance, but more importantly, you're able to balance yourself in a way that says, you know what? Even if I fail from the external world's perspective, it's going to hurt. I give myself permission to feel the pain. I give myself permission to be upset. I give myself permission to yell, scream, punch the wall, go to the gym, whatever it is. But after all that is done, and you get it out of your system, then you got to give yourself permission to move forward. Because if there is no forward motion happening, the issue is going to create an illness where the illness takes over and it starts to erode and eat you from the inside out to the point that you start to die slowly internally, but you're waiting for it to become official externally.
Very true. Okay, so here's another thing, Mark. You know, I want to talk about faith and trust because I think it really goes along with what we're talking about tonight. And a lot of us can say that we have faith and trust, but when it comes down to it, we don't seem to actually manifest that. So I wanted to say, how can we grow our faith and trust while going through the flow? Because it's really hard to see when we don't see our end goal right in front of us.
I think as individuals, we all have our own definition of faith, even though the world will say it means this, but we all have our own definition. And I think that when you look at something like faith, I don't ever want people to feel that either your testimony or my testimony is the Bible, because it's not, because we all have different experiences. We all go through different challenges. But we can only use ourselves as examples of how to improve or be better or work with it. And to me, when you look at something like faith, it's almost like one of those qualities that you actually have no choice. You have to have it. Because if you don't have faith in yourself, like realistically, no one else is going to. So at the end of the day, everything starts with you. Your faith and your will to accomplish something starts with you and ends with you. I can't inject you with a faith, like medicine or what have you. I can't do that. I can inspire, I can help, but I can't get you to that moment or that space of thinking, because you are the ultimate decision maker in developing your faith. Now, there are those who have strong faith that is developed from a religious perspective, which is why I'm saying faith can be defined in different ways, because there are those that can draw from their religious practices to develop their faith to make it more stronger. There are those who can develop their faith from the fact that they have self-belief and that they know that they belong. They know that they are meant to be here. They know that they have value. They know that their life means something. That's faith too, right? So I want to be very clear about it, that faith can be defined in different ways for different people. But the building components of faith are based upon your self-belief of who you are, and most importantly, that it is something that you draw from when you ultimately feel your back is against the wall, i.e., Michaela owned a business, she generated millions of dollars a year, all of a sudden the business goes under, she's down to making $19,000 a year. Does Michaela have the faith to rebound from that deficit and come back even bigger and better? Or is she going to allow the deficit to destroy her? This is how an example of faith can come into play. So your faith gives you the strength to face challenges that are painful, to face challenges that are, at times, words can't explain what that pain is, but you're willing to get up from it and move on. Faith says that I survived something so dramatic, I survived something that was so horrific, that I'm still standing, I'm still walking, I'm still breathing. Faith says there's nothing else that could be worse than that. So it can't bother me. It can't harm me. I won't let it infect me. So faith is a very, very, very strong internal power that we all have. The choice to activate it is based on individual case-by-case basis.
Very true, and I'm glad you clarified, Mark. You know, as we're talking about this, the one thing that came to mind now was just daily life. Every day it's people, it's almost like we have like this, we don't even think about it. We don't even question about it. Every day people wake up, they don't think that they're going to die the next day. So you technically are having like this unconscious faith that everything's going to be all right. You're going to live through the bus ride. You're going to make it through whatever it is. And so I just want listeners to think about that every day we go through life thinking we'll have another day. So if you can have that much underlying confidence that you can get through the day, why can't you give that same confidence to your goals and your dreams, you know?
The reason why that tends to be a challenge for some people in the world is that, once again, they've allowed the external world to overtake that. They haven't taken control of their life yet. They haven't taken control of their destiny or who they are meant to be. So it's somewhat challenging in that regard to apply faith to their life, because they still haven't let go of what's impacting them to see it that way.
Okay. So with that being said, I see that definitely. Okay. So then how can listeners regain their power back into their hands then? Like what, give themselves permission? I mean, what are some of those ways that you would suggest or you think?
I think one of the biggest things is that people today don't have to feel that they have to wait for some validation to come from the external world. They don't have to wait for anyone. They don't have to wait for anything. What they really need to do is to make a decision on seeing themselves as a valuable added asset and not a liability to the world today. They can't see themselves as a liability of their misfortune. They can't see themselves as a liability of their mistakes, their failures, whatever had happened. What they need to realize is that if they're alive today, it's because faith has kept them alive, because they have something to do. When you're living and you're breathing, you have something to do. What if I said to people out there tonight, or this afternoon, or this morning, wherever you are in the world, what if I said that today was your last day to live? So that means tomorrow, when you wake up, you are not waking up, basically. Like, it's over.
Right.
How would you live your life? How would you think? How would you speak? How would you act? How would you feel? I would probably place a bet that 99.9% of the people out there would live their life with no limit. They would go spend as much as they want to spend, be with whoever they wanted to be with, enjoy the moment, buy whatever they wanted to buy, literally enjoy their last days or last hours, if you will. And what helps me in my personal life keep that going, why I live with no limits, why I live with the faith that I have, why I live with no care in the world, I just enjoy life and have fun, is that because sometimes I think what it would be like if I was to pass on and today was my last day. How would I live? So every day is an opportunity for me, A, to give thanks for the day, but B, to live the day to the fullest with no limitations, no regrets, no guilt, no shame, no depression, no sadness. Like, I mean, I don't need to put all that stuff in me. For what reason? Why should I put all that negative stuff on me if I'm not dead? I might as
well
live it.
Very true, Mark.
Right? So
I agree.
This is just
yeah.
myself speaking, and all I'm trying to say is that I have no regrets. I have no worries. Have I made mistakes? Of course. But those mistakes don't turn into guilt or shame. Those mistakes are just mistakes. If I'm not mistaken, there's no one in this world that's perfect. But every single one of us can make improvements. And as long as I keep that balance in myself, regardless of what the external world says to me, it can't infect me. It can't bother me. So I encourage people out there to understand that with this show tonight, with going with the flow, it ultimately comes down to that. Living your life as if today was your only day left. Living your life as if you're on your deathbed and you're preparing to take your last breath in the next few minutes. Imagine that. And yet someone in the world is going through that as we speak. Right? We are very fortunate that that's not where we are at. So why live our life as if the quote-unquote external world says you're in the worst of the worst, but ultimately the worst is taking your last breath?
Right.
right? Like, really think about that. If you haven't maximized your potential to the fullest, if you haven't developed your self-awareness, if you haven't put yourself in that space where you're striving to become the best that you can be, if you're not doing that, that to me is regret. One of the things that I really respect are senior citizens. And anytime I see someone who's a senior citizen, I have to either say hi or talk, or we make eye contact. And whenever I look at them, they either have a look of peace on their face or they have a look of regret. Those are the only two facial expressions senior citizens have. And when I can differentiate that and see that, it helps me to realize that at some point I'm going to get there, but I have an option of how I get there. Right? So what are you going to do from this point on to ensure you live with no regret? And how are you going to live your life? Because we are all painting, we are all painting our life on a canvas that is going to be left behind for the world to see, appreciate, and enjoy. But we have to be aware of the importance and the value of our existence as individuals, not as groups of people, not as a race, not as a gender, not as a specific person. No, as an individual. Because, Michaela, you were created to do something that I can't do. I'm not going to even act like I can do what you can do because that's not what I'm here for. But you're here. And throughout your lifetime, you're going to explore different things to help you learn, to help you grow, but most importantly, to bring that out. And when that is drawn out of you, it's because you eventually went with the flow of life and you let go. You let go of all the negativity. You let go of all the difficulties, all the failures, all the disappointments. And you just said, that's it. And that's what our listeners need to get from
us.
Yeah, our listeners need to gather that tonight. And I hope that we conveyed that message.
I definitely feel like we did. You know, the only thing I wanted to add, listeners, to what we've been talking about tonight is, you know, the idea of going with the flow. It's not something you just learn overnight. It is a practice. I will say that I'm not always without worries at all, but I do have those moments where I do find that peace and how much better it feels. And what I recognize is when I'm going all over the place and I'm stressing out, I realize tomorrow's going to happen again. Like, the sun's going to come out tomorrow. So why go with that? And you can't fix it all. So do what you can. And it really does alleviate all of that burden, that unnecessary burden that you don't need to be carrying. So, you know, even though you're not there yet, you know, just take the time to practice this daily and you will get there. And I mean, that's all you can do. Mark, is there anything else that you wanted to add?
No, I just want everybody out there to realize that we value your time and the opportunity that you guys take time out of your busy schedules to listen to our show and support us. We really appreciate you. Any comments that you may have, please feel free to, you know, let us know through LinkedIn, and as well as just sharing this with people that you may know, professionally or personally. You never know whose lives could be changed by it. So we thank you guys, and we really appreciate your time. And, Michaela, I thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, agreed, Mark. Thank you for your partnership. Listeners, thank you again for your support. We love what we do for you guys, and we'll catch you again real soon. Take care and have a great rest of your week. Big, big hugs.